It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Ellis T. Johnson Arena in the Academic Athletic Center at Moorhead State University in Moorhead, Kentucky, it's the first game of this year's 16th Region Girls Basketball Tournament, pitting Ashland, winners of Region 64 against Round County, the runners-up in District 61. Ashland and Round County, Ashland comes in 25-6 overall, 13-1. In the region, they've won 5 of 6 under Coach Stacy Davis. For Round County, they're coached by Matt Stokes. They're 15-14, overall 9-10 in the region. Earlier this year, on January 25th, Ashland defeated Round County 78-41 in Moorhead. And since 1919, it's been a pretty good series. Ashland 18 wins, Round County 15 wins. Again, this is Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy is along with me, and we'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Well, tonight we begin the 16th region girls basketball tournament with Ashland and Round County. The second game tonight will be Russell against Elliott County. And tomorrow night in the 6:30 game, it'll be Morgan County against Boyd County. And in the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, it'll be Fleming County against Raceland. Starting lineup for Ashland at one guard will be Kenley Woods, a 5'3 junior, averaging 22.6 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. At another guard will be Gabby Carr. I'm sorry. Gabby Carley will be up. I just had a little bit of an interruption here. She's a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 9.3 points and 4 rebounds. At a guard, Jaden Gully, a 5'4 senior, averaging 7 points and 7.6 rebounds. She is probably the best defensive player in the region. Ella Sellers, a 5'7 senior, will play forward. She is averaging 13.9 points and 3.9 rebounds. And also at a forward, Ariana Gully, a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 6.5 points and 3.2 rebounds. That's the Ashland lineup. We'll come back with the Round County lineup after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Looking to be proactive in your health? St. Clair Healthcare and the Porter Group Insurance Agency are hosting a free healthcare seminar with great speakers on March 5th at the Moorhead Conference Center starting at 4:30 p.m. It's free and open to the community. Call us at the Porter Group Insurance Agency for more information at 606-780-1387. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Allen's Affordable Shipping Containers are now at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more. The possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
Welcome Again, Ashland had Woods and Carly Jaden Gully at the guards, Sillers and Ariana Gully at the forwards. For Round County, at a guard, at Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior, averaging 10.8 points and 3.5 rebounds. Kelby Ford at a guard, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 11.9 points and 4.5 rebounds. At a third guard, Brinley Walker, a 5'8 freshman, averaging 8.2 points and 1.9 rebounds. The forwards, Lauren Eastham, a 5'8 sophomore. She averages 3.8 points and a team-high 6.6 rebounds. And the other forward, Olivia Beach, a 5'8 senior, averaging 6.9 points and 5.2 boards. Wills, Ford, and Walker, the guards, Eastham and Beach are the forwards. The officials for game one out of the ninth region, veteran Tom Pompilio is the referee, along with Brian Dixon and Josh Anderson. Pompilio has been around for several years here for this regional tournament coming out of the ninth region. Let's go ahead and take one final break here in our pregame show on WIVY.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. Two 12-ounce packs of John Morrill bacon, especially priced for just $7. Red Vine ripe tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. And the large 48-ounce carton of Kemp's ice cream is only $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy here courtside at LST Johnson Arena, and we're about to get the 2024 16th Region Girls Basketball Tournament underway.
Excitement here this past week as the Moorhead State men, who had their fourth straight 20-win season, came able to capture a share of the 2023-24 OVC regular season title. That's back-to-back years, Randy. First time since 1957, 58, 58, 59 since that has occurred. And Morehead State men will be in action on Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern at the Ford Center. And their opponent still to be determined, as they are, their opponent will be determined after the 6-7 matchup on Wednesday the 6th. And the Morehead State women, though, keep in mind, they will kick things off as a 5-seed. And they will face off against Tennessee State, the 8-seed. The winner of that would play the next day at 2 o'clock and would face off against Eastern Illinois. Then they would play the following day if they win that one on Friday. So the women would have to win 4 straight to win the OVC. The men would have to win 3 in a row. But keep in mind, women tomorrow at 2, it'll be, or Wednesday at 2, excuse me, and it will be broadcast here on WIBY. I do know that West Holland and Tom Lewis are making the trip across the Commonwealth to Evansville to what looks to be an exciting week in Evansville, and I honestly am really excited to go down and be a part of it and hopefully watch the Eagles win some games and maybe a couple OVC championships.
You mentioned those MSU teams back in the late 50s. They had names like Schwartz and Hamilton on them.
And, Randy, it's I'm not going to beat around the bush, I always say. I take pride in calling it like it is. Round County's going to have to play a perfect game tonight. And I think even if they play a perfect game, there's just so much talent on that Ashland roster. It's just going to be tough. But Round County can only control what they can control. And first, that's going to have to start off with having about as clean of a game as you can. And this would obviously be the best time to do that.
And, of course, Shailene Steele from Russell's a great overall player. But this team in Ashland, they probably have the best offensive player in the region in Kenley Woods and the best defensive player in Jaden Gullett.
Well, it was interesting looking at the previous matchups. Round County have won 9 in a row until Ashland finally broke the drought in 2011, January 14, 2011. Actually, the semester I graduated high school. So that was the last time that, or ended the 9-game losing streak for Blazer. Then they rattled off 5 wins in a row. Round County and Ashland flip-flop a few times, and now they've won 4 of their last 5 against Round County. So this Ashland team, in a series that was very lopsided towards Round County, well, it's now flipped towards Ashland's side, and they're one of the favorites here in the 16th region tournament, if not the favorites. So, as some would say, knock them out early and often, and Round County's being put to the test early to start this region tournament.
Yeah, you would think Ashland and Boyd County. Boyd County's lost a couple of guards, though, and they do have Biggs and Jordan, but they're a little shorthanded. So, and it may be Ashland's turn this year.
Eastham, Wills, Beach, Kilby Ford, and Brindley Walker. Green uniforms, black lettering, and numerals moving from our right to left as we sit opposite of the benches. Ashland, white jerseys, maroon lettering, and numerals, black trim, tip controlled the woods for the Kittens. Right wing, she takes it to Sellers, and her pass down low, intercepted by Eastham across the timeline. Right wing trying to get it to Wills, but it goes through her hands. Jaden Goley, the senior of the two goalies, looked like she may have altered that passing lane a little bit, and it kind of threw Wills off. Ashland heading back the other way, 12 seconds in. We are in Johnson Arena, LST Johnson Arena to be specific, in the Academic Athletic Center, home of the Morehead State Eagles. In the corner with it is Goley. Top of the key, Carl will work it in the paint. One dribble down for Sellers. Goes up with the left hand. Ends up passing it out in the corner. Ends up in the hands of Jaden Goley. That three good. Goley, a 5'4 senior. Takes the lid off. She's averaging 7 points. Ford across the logo. Walker with it, right wing. In front of the Ashland bench. Bounces it to Beach, top of the key, now left side, Kelby Ford. Stacy Davis, the coach for Ashland, 25-6 the record, 13-1 in the region, 5-0 in their district. Matt Stokes for Round County, 15-14, 9-10 in region play, as it's going to be out of bounds as Jaden Goley, the last to touch it.
Just about had 2 steals and 2 trips.
Wills will inbound right beside Stacy Davis, the head coach. Timeout taken by Wills because she can't get the pass in. 30-second timeout, 1:09 in this first quarter. So taking a look, last year, Ashland Blazer defeated Boyd County for the region title, 67-50. Ashland defeated this Round County squad in the first round in this exact situation, Randy, the opener last year, 71-61. Quick look over at the boys' side on Wednesday, Boyd County playing East Carter, Round County playing Russell. That's at 6:30 and 8 on the 6th. And then that following day, this Thursday, Morgan County playing Fleming County, Greenup County versus Ashland. Beach will inbound this time, though. Now on the hash mark in the front court for Round County. Man-to-man defense from the Kittens, and that's off of the leg of Lills. Bounce pass from Ashland, Sellers to Woods, and Woods lays it up and in. Good extra pass there across the painted area. 5-0, Ashland leads Round County. Walker, with some token full court pressure, takes it to the right wing, between the legs dribble, backs it out behind the arc. Walker loses it, has her pocket picked on the penetration by Woods. Woods, coast-to-coast lay-in is there. These two teams' last meeting earlier this year on the 25th of January, 78-41. Full court pressure now from Ashland. Walker will get the inbound at three-quarter court. Walker across the logo, standing on the Morehead State Beaker Head logo. FamilyLeisure.com court here in Johnson Arena, and that pass is going to be off of Will's hands in the same exact situation as earlier. One of the Kittens jumped the passing lane. The pass still got through to Will's, but Will's a little discombobulated, couldn't watch it into her hands. Pass across the paint, stolen, tipped by Walker. She'll come down with it. Bad pass there by the Kittens, but Walker dribbles it off of her leg, and it goes out of play. Turnover back and forth. See if my live stats is working. Not having any luck right now. Or I'd give you some more updated stats. Left wing, Carl. Top of the key, Woods. All the way in the corner, three by Sellers on the way. No good. Rebound, Kelby Ford. 7-0, 2.5 in. First quarter. Ford floats it to Wills, cutting right of the paint, and swatted away by Woods. What a block. Quick outlet up left side to Carl. Carl to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Ariana Delaney. No good. Rebound put back. No good by Jaden Gulley. Ball's on the deck. Wills is going to get it. Quick flip to Ford. She'll cross the midcourt circle. Ford back to Easton. Haven't said her name much today. Ford in between the circles. Left side, Wills. Wills dribbles to the elbow. Passes across the court to Easton, all the way near in the corner. That's far corner to Ford. Ford brings it a little further out onto the wing. Gets it to Walker. Walker will take it. Pass left wing, Easton. Fake baseline. Now brings it back middle of the court. Right of the circle to Beach. Beach picks up her dribble. Bounce pass is going to be off the hands of Round County in a heady play there as it's thrown off of Easton. Trying to see who that is.
Sellers. If I'm not mistaken.
Yep, you are correct. Carl, three in transition, going the other way, barely draws iron. Rebound, Ford, three-quarter court at the timeline. Long pass up to Wills, no good. Beach, rebound, put back, no, but Beach will go to the line. Beach with a few free throws. Beach this season just 56%. Ariana Gulley will pick up her first, team's first. I don't remember the name of the school Beach is going to. Do you want by chance?
North Central University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Milwaukee.
She misses the first, makes the second. I know you know that info. That's why they pay you the big bucks. Across the midcourt stripe, Woods in between the circles, Jaden Gulley. They work it inside on the high post to Ariana Gulley. Near corner, Sellers. Top of the key, Jaden Gulley. Good ball movement, left wing, Woods. Takes it into the painted area. Doesn't like what she sees. Brings it back out top. We'll kick it right wing to Sellers. The lefty fires the three off, no good. Rebound will be grabbed behind the arc by Carl. Left side, Jaden Gulley. 7-1, just past the midway point, first quarter. Sellers, right elbow, jumper, no good. Kelby Ford, rebound. Ford decides to keep it herself this time. Floats it left wing Walker. In transition, she'll fire the three. In and out, no. Offensive rebound in the hand of Easton for a second, but stripped away by Carl. Carl at the head of the key. Loses it. Back tipped by Beach. Going back the other way is Wills. Wills almost loses it herself and now gets it to Ford, who slows it down on the midcourt logo. Right wing Walker. Walker hits Easton top of the key. Quick pass left to Ford on the wing. Ford floats it into the paint. It's going to be deflected and stolen away by Carl. Long pass up to Sellers, whose lane is there. Sellers, her first points. Lead 9-1. Ford gets it into Walker. Walker at three-quarter court will walk it up. No pun intended. Under 3 minutes, Walker takes it left side to Beach in the near corner. That three, way too long. Air ball right into the lap of Woods. Woods across the logo to the left wing. Woods still with it. Skip pass across the court to Carl, the 5'8 sophomore. Bounces to Sellers, averaging 14 points. And she'll take it inside and lose it out of play. Good defense there from Round County. The official didn't see any contact warranting a foul, and that'll bring us to a timeout here in Johnson Arena. Ashland 9, Round County 1, first game of the girls' 16th region tournament here on WIBY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Back here in Johnson Arena, 227. First quarter, Ashland 9, Round County 1, and I'm kind of spoiled. I'm always used to having live stats when doing a game here in Johnson Arena, but tonight they are not working. So hopefully that gets rectified and can add a little value to our broadcast. Sarah Jenkins, 5'7", freshman in for the first time. Delaney in for Ashland. Now kind of gets it to the timeline to Wills. They break the full court pressure. Now fall into a man-to-man half-court set. Sellers tips the ball out of Wills' hand and gets the steal. Hits a cutting Woods. Off right side, Delaney, fresh off the bench, in and out on her jumper. Woods, the smallest player on the court, comes away with the rebound. Woods takes it under the bucket and is fouled by Easton. Easton will pick up her first, team's first. And we'll have a couple free throws at the line for the Ashland Kittens. And will be Kinley Woods, 74% free throw shooter. I condensed the stats earlier from prepping for this game and took out the free throw attempts, and I saw they had someone shooting 100%, and for about a half second I went, no way, and then saw that they were 2 of 2 as the first one falls for Woods. Makes them both. So Woods with 6 leads all scorers. Brown County with just one free throw, and that was off the hand of Beach. Across the midcourt stripe, Brown County. Left wing Walker hits a cutting. Wills going baseline. And she'll get the first field goal for Round County, and it's 11-3. Right wing for the Kittens. Jaden Goley gets it baseline to a cutting Delaney, and Delaney finishes over top of two Vikings. 1-2-1-1 pressure, and they fall back into that man-to-man, and they are trying to trap on this press as Round County just, whoa, they don't. I thought they were just going to get it across the court before the 10-second violation, but they will not. That'll be a turnover for Round County.
I would love to be able to tell you how many that is. Ashland basketball, leading by 10. Woods dribbling with it in between the circles. Left of the circle, they work it to Jaden Gulley. Left elbow, Ariana Gulley, back to Jaden. Right wing, Woods in the corner, Sellers. She'll take the three, contested three, barely draws iron. Backside rebound to Kelby Ford. Ford, cut off on the sideline by Jaden Gulley, gets the top of the key to Atkins. Make that Jenkins, rather, excuse me. Jenkins, right of the circle, picks up her dribble, almost walks with it. Skips it across the court right into the hands of Sellers. Ella Sellers takes it from coast to coast in the lay-ins there with 40 seconds left. 12 the lead. Sarah Jenkins gets it to Easton. Left sideline, Ford. Ford, baseline left, Wills. Shot blocked by Sellers, out of play, 29 seconds. Ashland is just so talented in every facet. Perkins will come in for the first time. Wills will catch a breather. Duffweiler in for the first name. In for the first time. Sorry. I was about to say, what a great last name. As a inbound by Ford, finished by Walker. Lead back to 10. Right side, Woods. Give it to Duffweiler, left wing. Duffweiler penetrates. Cut off. Gives it to Sellers. Back to Duffweiler in the corner. Pass across the court. Tipped and stolen. Jenkins with it. Gets it to Walker, but it's dribbled off her foot. Woods heading the other way for Ashland. First shot attempt, no good. Gets her own rebound and fouled on the second. And Easton will pick up her second. Woods will go to the line and shoot two. 2.9 seconds left, first quarter. Ashland leads by three. First attempt, no good. One more upcoming with just 2.9, like I said. And Thomas, Asia Thomas, 5'7", senior, will come in. And so will be Furnish. Josie Furnish will check in for Round County. Easton will head to the bench. He has two fouls. That would be why. The only two fouls called in the first quarter here against Round County have been against Easton. Woods. Free throw on the way, and that's no good. Rebound's going to come off the hands of Furnish. And they're going to say actually last off of Ashland, excuse me, with 0.6 seconds left. Pretty much nothing you can do with 0.6 as Jenkins gets the inbounds, and it's a 10-point lead for Ashland over Round County here in the first game of the girls' 16th region basketball championship. You're listening to it here on WIBY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Ashland 6 of 15 from the field, 1 of 5 overall. Round County 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from behind the arc. That was 1 of 5 from behind the arc for Ashland, 6 of 15 overall, excuse me. Two free throws made for Ashland, 1 for Round County. Turnovers, though, Round County on pace to have 44 turnovers. 11 turnovers. Ashland has 13 of their 15 points off of turnovers. So I don't think there's really much I need to say on what Round County needs to work on. Take care of the basketball. They only trail by 10, though. Wills across the logo.
Wills crossover, takes it to the middle of the court, hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins brings it back to the left side, hands off to Perkins. Perkins to Beach. Brown County running it around the top of the three-point line. Ends up in the hands of Wills, left baseline. Spins, baseline, comes back to the middle of the paint, goes up with the right-handed lay-in, and an offensive foul is going to be called. Sellers steps in and takes the charge. Sellers saw that Wills was going to spin back right baseline, and that's exactly what she did. And that's going to be Wills' first, team's first of the quarter. Sellers with it, right wing for Ashland. They pass it right elbow to Woods, back to Sellers. Top of the key, Thomas, left wing Woods, three over top of Beach, no good. Beach gets the rebound, outlet pass to Wills. Wills one-on-one with Sellers, stops at the right elbow, jumper up, and it won't fall. How'd that not go home? It went halfway home and poked its head back out, and it'll be off of Beach, maybe Furnish, and go to Ashland with 7:07 second quarter, 10 the lead for Ashland. One minute in now, second quarter, as ends up in Thomas's hands, right wing in the corner to Duckweiler. Back to Thomas, top of the key, Sellers. Baseline right, feeds a cutting Duckweiler who can't finish. Rebound to Furnish. Furnish bounces it at the timeline to Beach. Beach gets it to Jenkins. Jenkins now brings it to the left side. Still man-to-man defense from Ashland. Minute and a half in, second quarter. We still are at our first quarter score, 15-5 Ashland. Jenkins picks up her dribble. Tough spot. Jenkins looking. Gets it to Furnish, but it's poked out of Furnish's hands by Ashland Sellers. And Brown County will send in Ford and Walker to replace Furnish and also Jenkins. Quick inbound. Beach, who no one had tabs on for Ashland, and she misses an easy lay-in. Point-blank lay-in miss. Rebound Woods up the court quickly. She gets it into the hands of a cutting Duckweiler, and Duckweiler will lay it up and in. And it's going to be out of bounds. Delaney slaps it out. Jaden Gulley will come in. Sellers to the bench. I've been saying Carly, excuse me. I didn't get a pronunciation guide. That's my excuse today. Walker windbound, full-blown, full-court pressure for Ashland. As Walker gives in to Ford, quickly back to Walker. Now, we'll back it up into a half-court man-to-man. Walker takes it into the painted area, laying up, count it, and the foul. And Ashland's Jenna Delaney was not set, and Walker will go to the line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play as Ariana Gulley will check in for the Kittens. To the bench goes Duckweiler. Was Stacy Davis on the previous coach's staff? I'm forgetting his name right now. The longtime coach for the Ashland Kittens, as Walker makes the free throw.
It'll take me a while to think of it.
Bill?
Bill Bradley.
There we go. I knew the first name was Bill. I couldn't think of the last. But, yeah, great guy. Hope he's doing well. Ariana Gulley at the elbow. Top of the key, Jaden Gulley. Left wing Woods. Pass trying to get to Ariana Gulley. And it's tipped and stolen. Walker up the court to Perkins, who's going to be fouled from behind. Should be on Carly, 11. And it will be. That'll be her first and 30-second timeout taken by Ashland. 17-8, lead at single digits. Brown County led in scoring.
Burley Walker with five.
I was going to say, I was looking at my live stats, but those have gone down again. Carly's picked up a foul. And Delaney's picked up a foul. Busy week here in Johnson Arena, that's for sure.
Yeah, there'll be some really exciting games, and there'll probably be some where they don't get off to such great starts like this.
Perkins shooting two.
Knocks down the first. She'll shoot one more. And second one's good as well. So Perkins knocks them both down, and it's down to just a 7-point lead for Ashland. 5.5 second quarter. Penetrating left, Jaden Gulley. Pass, tip stolen. She was trying to get it back to Woods. It's a foot race, and Walker's going to have it poked away by Woods. Good hustle there. Woods limping slightly, as she may have rolled that ankle a little bit. Comes to a little stutter step and puts it up. Shot's blocked out of bounds. Last off of Beach. So Sellers will be the one to inbound. Carly gets it straight away. Carly penetrates to the elbow, behind the arc to Delaney. Stop, pop at the free throw line. Nice shot there by the 5'9 freshman. She's got four. Ford across the midcourt strike. Full head of steam. Takes it into the painted, or out just outside the painted area, and is going to be tied up by Sellers. As Sellers gets those hands in there and just holds on to it, and the official whistles it for a change in possession, with the possession arrow pointing in Ashland's favor. Woods across the logo, under 5 minutes, second quarter. 9 the lead for Ashland. 16th region girls basketball tournament opening game. They bounce it left low block. Sellers backing down on Beach. Lay in, no. Rebound comes down to Sellers. Put back, no. Rebound, Perkins, after hitting about three players' hands. Perkins bounces it to Ford, and Ford's going to get it across the timeline. Ford cuts left, gets it to Will. She goes baseline, spins back middle of the court, floats it to Ford in between the circles. Ford being guarded man-to-man by Woods. Ford goes to Perkins, right side in front of the Ashland bench. Top of the key, Beach. Left side, Ford. Man-to-man from Ashland. As Ford hits it, Wills in the paint. Wills was pushed from behind. Clear as day, Kinley Woods will pick up her first team's third. Have you seen what the 15th region's doing with their region tournament?
I guess they're going with the RPI.
Yeah, and I don't know how they are seeding it, but it's not just eight teams. Everyone makes the region tournament. And, like, for example, Lawrence County, if to win the region tournament, they're going to have to win five games. As the inbounds pass goes to Perkins, blocking foul is going to be called, and it'll stay with Round County.
Yeah, I think they're down to eight teams now in one of them. Girls or boys, one or the other.
Yeah, the girls is down to eight, but, I mean, they start out with a full bracket. I mean, I kind of like it. We'll have to see what the coaches and players think about it, but no matter what, you know, someone will complain. So, 9 the lead for Ashland here, almost midway through the second quarter. Wills passes it near corner Perkins. Left low block, Beach. Skip over to four. Cuts baseline. Four, high off the glass and good. And just like that, this is a 7-point game again. Ashland with it across the timeline, into the front court. At the elbow, Carly. Bounces it left side, Woods. Woods, one-arm pass right of the circle, Jaden Gulley. Baseline right, Sellers. Penetrates, stops, pops from five, no. Rebound around County's Perkins, quickly to four. Round County fans directly behind Randy and I, getting more and more into this one. 3:30, backdoor cut from Ford to Wills, and Wills is going to be fouled by Gulley. That's going to be Jaden Gulley's first, fifth overall.
Second on Gulley. At least that's what
Wills
they said on the
Wills
PA.
Will be at the line shooting one. Makes the first, and she'll shoot one more. She makes them both. It's a 5-point game. Past the midway point, second quarter. That's why you play these games. You never know what can happen, and every team can have just an unreal night or an awful night or vice versa. You never know. Right now, Round County trailing by just five as Ashland slowed down a little bit. Ford pokes the pass out of bounds.
Two almost steals in about 15 seconds by Ford over there.
Neither team really in foul trouble. No one with more than two fouls. Left elbow, Duckweiler. Top of the key, Sellers. Right wing, Delaney. Three off the iron and goes over the backboard.
It's out of bounds. It'll go to Round County. When we come back, as Round County, they've trimmed the Kitten lead to 5. Under 3 minutes, second quarter, 16th Region Girls Tournament here on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead State Women Wednesday at 2 o'clock in Evansville for OVC Tournament. Catch it here on WIBY. Moorhead State Men will be Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern. Yes, you heard me right. The last game in a Central Time Zone arena. So make you a pot of coffee, Pops, if you want to stay up for that one. Round County trailing by 5. Walker walks it across the opposite free throw line. Now gets to the timeline. That was our under 3 media timeout as Walker being guarded tightly by Carly. Left wing Wills. Wills takes it left side. Ashland has it scored in over 2 minutes and 15 seconds. They led by as many as 12, sits at 5. Beach stops, pops, long 2. Jams inside the rim and backboard and falls straight down into Woods' hands. She'll push it from coast to coast. Woods, right-handed floaters there. Nobody stops her. She's got 7. And Ashland applying full court pressure, looking to force some turnovers. Round County does just that. They turn it over on the inbounds. Walker loses it, still in a bucket, goes to Woods. Timeout by Matt Stokes. Full timeout taken by Coach Stokes. We'll break as well. Quick run for Ashland. They lead by 9. Second quarter here on WIBY.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Walker will inbound, Round County trailing by 9. They trailed by as many as 12. Did have it just cut to 5, and another turnover. Beach turns it over. It is stolen by Duckweiler. Carly misses the easy lay-in. My goodness, that was point blank. Another open lay-in missed. And Stacy Davis just kind of puts her head down and says, what's going on? And Walker to inbound. Walker will get it into Ford. Back to Walker. Almost loses it. Picks up her dribble. In a tough spot, heaves it across the court. Woods gets the steal. Woods gets the lay-in, and Ashland has just taken this over. It was 19-14, and now it's 25-14, so it's a 6-0 run. Wills gets the inbounds as the lead back in double figures. Under 2 minutes. Wills, top of the key, brings it back in between the circles, and she's going to lose that, and it's going to go into the backcourt. It wouldn't have been a backcourt violation as Woods comes and gets it up the court, Delaney, and swatted out of bounds by Walker. And it was deflected, so Wills, who kind of gave up on it, knowing it was probably going to be a turnover regardless, it wouldn't have been.
She didn't think it was deflected. The official may have missed it.
3 out of the inbounds by Carly as Woods was the trigger. her first points. Everyone but Thomas has scored for Ashland. And that's everyone who's been in the game. Forward across the circle. Spins back to the middle of the court. Takes it all the way to the right low block. Lay-in, no. Rebound will be tipped into the hand of Duckweiler, and she'll keep it herself across the logo. A couple players late getting back. Duckweiler shot too hard off the backboard. Under a minute, rebound to Furnish, and now Wills with it. Wills across the logo. 45 seconds. Backdoor feed to Ford, but Wills walked with it before she got the pass off, and Ashland has Round County doubled up now 28-14. 9-0 run. Round County fans are yelling at something. Assuming the tie-up here with Wills and Woods coming up the court. Ashland with it. 42 seconds left. Second quarter. 14 the lead again. Left side. Carly. Three. Good. She's got six. It's now a 12-0 run. Inbound pass is going to be out of bounds, poked away by Delaney. Jenkins will come back in. Perkins out. Walker the trigger. Looking, needs to hurry, gets it into Wills. Under a half minute left. Wills takes it up. Across the timeline on the far sideline, right in front of press row, 18 seconds. 31-14, a 12-0 run for Ashland. Wills takes it into the painted area. Lay in, up, count it, and she's fouled. And stepping in is Sellers, and she paid the price, Randy. Whew, that was a collision. Didn't get set, though, and Wills to the line to shoot one. With 13.9 left in this one here in Johnson Arena. Randy Stacy to my left. I'm Jared Stacy. One free throw upcoming. The officials double checking with each other. Free throw up for Wills and no good. Rebound down to Delaney. Up to Woods. 10 seconds as she gets into the front court. 31-16, 6 seconds. Ashland leading with the basketball. Four, all the way into the corner. It goes. Bounce past Sellers. Quick floater off the glass and good at the buzzer. And Sellers, nice use of the glass. Give her six here in this one. And Ashland leads. Round County, 33-16 in the opener of the 16th Region Girls Basketball Tournament. A 14-2 run over the last 2 minutes and 34 seconds. And that gives us our halftime score, 33-16 here in Johnson Arena. Back with stats and more here on WIBY.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It was Ashland, 15-5 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Round County 18-11 in the second. And the Kittens lead it 33-16 at the half. No ties, no lead changes, and the biggest lead for Ashland was 17, and they are at that mark right now. For the Kittens, 12 points for Kenley Woods, their leading scorer on the season. 5 field goals and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Ella Sellers on 3 field goals. 6 points for Gabby Carley on 2 field goals, both 3-pointers. 4 points for Jenna Delaney, 2 field goals. 3 points for Jaden Gully on a 3-point field goal. And 2 points for Brooklyn Duckweiler, a 2-pointer. 14 field goals for the Kittens. 3 of them 3-pointers, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and 33 points. Brown County led by Diamond Wills with 6 points, a couple of field goals, and 2 of 3 from the line. 5 points for Brindley Walker, 2 field goals, 1 of 1 from the line. 2 points for Kelby Ford on a second quarter field goal. Cassie Perkins, 2 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line in the second period. And Olivia Beach, 1 point, 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first period. 5 field goals for Round County, no 3-pointers. 6 of 8 from the free throw line and 16 points. Round County, 6 of 14 from the field, 35.7% in the first half, 0 for 2 from three-point range, and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Ashland, 14 of 33 for 42.4%, 3 of 9, 33% from three-point range, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Rebounds are even at 15 apiece for Round County. Among its 15 rebounds, 5 for Kelby Ford, and 15 rebounds for the Ashland Kittens, and Kenley Woods has 5 for them. 3 fouls on Round County, 2 on Lauren Easton, 7 fouls on Round County, 2 on Jaden Gully. 3 assists for Round County, 2 for Brindley Walker, 7 assists for Ashland, 2 of those for Gabby Carley. 19 turnovers on Round County, 7 for Ashland. 2 block shots for each team. 6 steals for Round County, 3 of those for Brindley Walker. 13 steals for Ashland, 5 for Kenley Woods, and 5 for Ella Sellers. Points in the paint, 18 for Ashland, 10 for Round County. Here's the big one. Points off turnovers, 25 for Ashland, 2 for Round County. Second chance points, Ashland 7, Round County 3. And off the bench, Ashland had 6 in Round County 2. Don't forget, in the second game tonight, it'll be Russell, champions of the 63rd, against Elliott County, runners-up in the 62nd. And those two teams will play the winner of this one on Friday night at 6:30. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
'33-16, '19-14 is what it was, Randy, and then a couple poor shots, and then those three consecutive turnovers, really the turning point in the first half.
Well, that's a lot of turnovers in one half.
How many did it end up being?
They did drop it down a little bit. 19? In the second half, 19.
That would get Preston Spradlin a coronary. Good crowd on hand for Elm County. Boys play the last game on Thursday, right?
No, Wednesday.
Thank you for the clarification. The Moorhead State men played the last game on Thursday. So we get those two confused. Wills Ford, Easton Beach, and Walker. And then for Ashland, Woods, Jaden Gulley, Ariana Gulley, Carly, and Sellers. 10 seconds in, Ford right wing, works it to Easton, moving from our left to right. Easton's laying no good, follows her own shot, though, gets the rebound, baseline right to Beach. Skips it to Ford in between the circles. Man-to-man from Ashland to start this second half. To Eastman in the circle. Easton fakes the handoff to Ford, then Wills, and gets it right wing to Beach. Top of the key. Works it to Walker, left wing Ford. Ford feeds it left low block. Easton immediately doubled and has it ripped away by Jaden Gulley. 20 turnovers now. Sellers, right wing to Jaden Goley. Bounce pass is going to be tipped by Wills. Great hustle, but ends up in the hands of Woods. Rims out the three. Beach with the rebound, but poked right into the hands of Ashland's Ariana Goley. That was a gift right there, and Goley said, sure, I'll take that. Token full court pressure by Ashland. Across the timeline, Easton. Easton looking. Sellers guarding her. And timeout taken by Round County. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Round County trailing 35-16.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules without sacrificing anything?
Yes.
Want performance and unbeatable value?
Yes.
Well, Bad Boy Mowers have the power, simplicity, and comfort you demand. It's that time of year. You deserve a Bad Boy. Available in Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or in Clemensburg and online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Who wrote that? You deserve a Bad Boy and mow with an attitude. That's why I'm not a marketing major.
No, it's probably Phil or Randy, I guess.
Well, not only can they write ads, but they can also sell you a Bad Boy mower. 19 to lead, Ashland leading 35-16. Inbound to Walker at the hash in the front court for the Lady Vikings. 6 points for Wills, 5 for Walker. Ford with just 2. Woods leads Ashland with 12 points. And a foul going to be called against Carly. I'll scratch that. They're going to attack that on Sellers. I got the bad break for Sellers. Hey, the temperature picked up a wee bit here in Johnson Arena. They've got them big beep fans on.
Yeah.
Inbound pass off the hand of Easton to Wills. She'll take it into the painted area. Spins baseline, and a jump ball is going to be called. Great defense by Kinley Woods there, forcing the tie-up. Dickie Martin doing an Ashland girls game.
Not necessarily happy about it.
Good point. Left wing, Carly. Carly takes it into the corner. Hands it off Ariana Goley. They'll work it to Sellers in the paint. To the left low block. Shot up no before Gerger arm across the other arm of Sellers. Ford will pick it up. That'll be her first, team's first. You know what seed Murray is going to be in their conference tournament?
He's like 5 or 6, but I don't know for sure.
That's where Haven, the Ford of Kelby Ford, plays. First free throw good by Sellers. She's got 6. Chance to make it 8. Well, should have 6, now 7, and now 8. Let me make sure I state that correctly. Approaching 6 minutes left. Long pass from Easton up to Wills, who takes it right low block. No good. But a foul called on Kinley Woods. That'll be her second, team second. A couple free throws coming up for Diamond Wills. 5'5 junior. The lead currently. Wills misses the first. The amount of media people here for a region tournament is absurd. I just want to make that statement as Wills makes the second free throw. At a time when people thought high school athletics may lose coverage, it's done nothing but increase over the last 4 or 6 years. Top of the key, Ashland with it. Left wing, they work it to Carly. Nice feed down to Sellers. Ella Sellers with 8 points now. No, scratch that. Give her 10 now in double figures. Easton looking to trigger. Gets it into Ford. Ford will get it across the timeline. Slows it down right in front of us. Cross-court pass to Easton. And Round County moving from left to right as we sit opposite of the benches. Easton picks up her dribble. Someone needs to come help her. Feeds it backdoor. Walker wide open. Nice lay-in. Good find. Walker with 7. Long pass up the court from the timeline. Woods to Sellers, left baseline, back to Woods. Thought about the 3. Takes it into the paint and dumps it off left low block, Ariana Goley. She'll go up strong with it. No good. Rebound Beach, and Beach is going to be tied up. The arrow will give it to Round County. with 5-11, make that 5-13, left third quarter, 20 the lead. Still full court pressure by Ashland. Easton gets it into Walker, back to Easton at three-quarter court. Easton across the circle, takes it to the left side, hands off to Beach. Beach takes it to the free throw line, tough floater up, count in, she's fouled. Beach will go to the line and shoot one. Trims the lead to 18. Pretty cool. The in-house video replay and graphics will be ran by two Round County alums. Jordan Adams and also Aaron Guy will be running the board and talking to all the camera operators throughout the gym all-region tournament. They do great work. Beach, did she make the free throw?
Yes,
she did. She's got four now, and Beach gets the steal on the other end on the entry pass. Beach gets those hands up and comes down with it as they were trying to force it down low to Jane Gulley. Wills right wing in the front court. Wills backs it in between the circles. 17 the lead. Ford slows it down, backing out on the Morehead logo. Float it to Easton, right on top of the key. To Walker, into the painted area. Ball's off of her leg, then off the leg of Woods, ends up in Ashland's hands. Round County fans aren't happy. Woods takes it into the paint, kicks it near corner. Sellers, three, no good. Rebound Woods. Reverse lay-in on the putback is good. What a pretty shot there by Woods. How'd that even fall? She's got 14, 10 for Sellers. Ford across the logo to Wills in the corner. She'll fire the three. Good. Diamond Wills now in double figures with 10. She leads Round County. In scoring, lead at 16. With it, Jaden Gulley. Feeds down low to Ariana Gulley. Count the bucket and the foul. Foul will go against
Easton. I really don't agree. If they want to call that a foul, they've got several called down on the other end.
At the line, Ariana Gulley, just a 55% free throw shooter, but couldn't tell by that one.
She's just a sophomore, has excellent size.
Very much so. Ford slows it down, crossing the timeline. Cutting to her left, takes the screen from Easton. Backdoor feed, Beach, little floater up. And it'll fall. Nice touch there by Beach. Beach now with six. 44-27, 3:23 quarter. Little hesitation. Penetration by Woods to Sellers. She'll take it into the paint. Floater no good. Rebound tipped and given to Ariana Gulley. And she shot that lay-in from point blank over the backboard. Oh, my gosh. I'm just calling it like I see it, folks, but she had a right low block lay-in attempt that missed everything and went over top of the backboard. It was not deflected at all because the ball is going to Round County. Inbound pass is going to be out of bounds last off of Ashland as Woods jumping the passing lane. Elliott and Russell will play after this one. Another girls' matchup as Ford gets the inbounds. Ford brings it to the right wing. Ford picks up her dribble inside the arc to Walker, right of the circle. Walker to Ford. Under 3 minutes now. Ford floats to Beach. Beach takes it right low block. Tough look, shot up. No good. Rebound will come down. And they're going to call a foul on Wills?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's a tough break for Wills as Delaney came jumping into her. But either way, it'll be Ashland basketball with under 3 minutes third quarter. Kittens leading 44-27 here on WIVY.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. A steel tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace Fiberglass Handle Yard and Garden Tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
It will be Ashland basketball after the foul on Beach. And Delaney just kind of dove into Beach as she was coming down with the rebound. And Beach just kind of, unfortunately, wrong place, wrong time, has to get tacked with the foul. Ashland has taken 44 field goal attempts. Round County's only taken 19. And Ashland has made double the field goals to Round County, 18-9. 44-27 her score in the corner to Sellers. Down low, right low block, Delaney over top of four. Delaney's got a two-point bucket in each quarter, give her six total. As Ford will cross the timeline. Jaden Gulley picks her up there, left wing to Wills. Now top of the key, Ford, she'll fire up the three, good for Kelby Ford. Had just her second field goal of the game, 2:15 left. Long pass up to Sellers, right wing. Feed it into the paint to Ariana Gulley, and she'll get the easy lay-in, six now for her. Eastham across the timeline has it poked out of her hands out of play. It'll stay with Round County. Furnish will come in. Beach will catch a breather. Eastham inbounding just past the hash. Will toss it directly in front of herself to Wills. Wills on the midcourt logo. Under 2 minutes, 48-30, Round County. A lot of work to do to get back into this one. The first game of the girls' 16th region tournament. Perkins right side to the top of the key. Almost a double dribble, gets it to Eastham. Now right wing four. Four to the free throw line. Left wing Perkins, wide open, threes, good. Perkins has got five. 15 the lead, 90 seconds left, third quarter. Delaney to the free throw line, spins back middle of the court, kicks it right of the circle, Sellers, left of the circle, behind the arc to Jaden Gulley, that three high off the rim. Wills gets the 50-50 ball out at the free throw line, takes it to the left wing in the front court. Skip pass to Ford. She'll take it in between the circles. Hands off to Perkins. Ford will set a screen for Perkins, and Perkins with the shot up, it's going to go above the backboard. She was looking for some contact, and she puts her palms up, looks over at the official, and says, come on now. But nothing called, and the lead sticks at 15. Jaden Gulley will cross the midcourt stripe. Right of the circle to Delaney. Delaney penetrates inside the arc. In the corner to Duffweiler. Crossover dribble on Perkins. Bounces at baseline right. That's Delaney who forces up the runner. No good. Ford rebound opposite side. Ford keeps it herself across the stripe. Ford crossover dribble to the top of the key. Hits Perkins right wing. Three-pointer on the way for Perkins. Good. Perkins has got eight. 12-point game. 33 seconds left in a big last 30 seconds here. A stop and a bucket can get it to 10, maybe even single digits. Left wing with it is Delaney, and she loses it. Stolen by Ford. Up to Wills. Wills with the lay-in on the other end. It's good. Diamond Wills with six here in this quarter. Give her 12 for the game, and it's a 10-point game. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Duffweiler, left wing to Delaney. Delaney's pass, tip. Wills almost gets it. Duffweiler, though, chases it down. Long two-point jumper. Spins out, and that's the buzzer. And I'll be not kidding, folks, when I say it's just a 10-point game, and Round County's made six of their last seven. So if you touch the dial and just now tuning in, Round County, who trailed by as many as 22, heads to the fourth. 10-point game. Ashland in front here on WIVY.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top round roast is just $4.99 a pound. Stouffer's and Lean Cuisine entrees are three for only $9. And select variety of various Franks and bologna are specially priced. Three packs for just $5. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Cassie's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cassie's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cassie's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Ten-point lead for Ashland. Brown County trailed by as many as 22, but it's trimmed down to 10 and a nice run there. And the Brown County student shooting the free throw contest wins, and Matt Stokes with a little bit of humor, he points at her and then points at the bench, says, come on, sit over here if you're going to shoot like that. And congratulations. I do apologize for not knowing who it is. The rebounders, one of them was Melena Ham. I do know that much, but I'm not sure about the other rebounder or who was actually shooting him. But Brown County's picked up one victory already here in this one. They only trail by 10 to try to pick up another. It is Ashland basketball to start the fourth quarter. 12 seconds in, they work it at the free throw line to Duckweiler. Sellers baseline right. Sellers brings it out on the wing and gives it to Carly. Carly at the free throw line to Woods. Woods backs it out onto the wing and all the way into the corner in front of the Ashland bench. They get it to Sellers. Nice pass in the paint to Jaden Gulley. Dump off to Woods, and Woods gets the quick finish. That's just textbook ball movement there as the lead goes back to 12. Eastham across the timeline. Man-to-man by Ashland. Right side, Ford. Ford takes it inside the arc. Passes to Eastham. Eastham gets it to Perkins, left wing. Perkins thought about the three. Goes in the corner to Wills. Perkins, 2 of 2 from behind the arc as Wills takes it baseline and is fouled on the shot. Wills will go shoot a couple free throws. And this is where Round County has to be spot on. Cannot leave any points on the court at all. Wills free throw on the way. Good. She'll shoot one more. Chance to trim the lead back to 10.
They're 9 from 12 for free point from the free throw line in this game.
Second free throw on the way for Wills. This one's short. Rebound to the Kittens. Quick outlet to Woods. Left wing Sellers. Back to Woods. Thought about the three in transition and decides otherwise. They get it in the corner to Sellers again. Shot fake. Penetration to the left low block. Sellers has it ripped away by Ford. Out of bounds last off of Ford, though. Good play there by Kilby. Just an eighth grader. And an eighth grader who's seen 23 minutes of action so far tonight. Just under 7 minutes left, fourth quarter, the lead at 11 for Ashland. The winner plays the winner of Elliott County and Russell. Left low block. They feed it. It's tipped, and it's good. The pass deflected to Jaden Gulley. She gets the lay-in and is fouled, and that's just bad luck for Round County. As Gulley, just right place, right time, as we see the replay up on the scoreboard. And wow, that might have been intentional. Sellers may have meant to tap that over to Jaden Gulley, and if she did, that is as heads up of a play as I've seen on the high school level in some time. 3-point play completed. 6 now for Jaden Gulley. 4 to walk it up. Ford crosses the logo. 6:40, fourth quarter. 14 the edge. Ford loses it. Ford tries to dive on top of it, and it's going to be last off of Ford. I don't know about that one. Either way, though, it is going to go to Ashland.
That was a 15-yard illegal block in the back.
Skip pass for Ashland, left wing to Sellers. Sellers puts it to the deck, bounces it left low block to Jaden Gulley to Sellers. Skip pass, right side, Carly. Three-pointer on the way, good. 9 points for Carly, 5'8 sophomore. And a quick 9-2 run for Ashland. 56-39 our score. 2 minutes in fourth quarter. Right elbow Easton with her back to the bucket. Easton will turn and face and put it to the deck. Left side Perkins. Thought about the three. Good close out there by Duckweiler. Back on the right side now to Ford. Ford feeds it into the paint to Easton. Laying off the glass. Count it. And she's fouled. Nice finish there from Lauren Easton. That's her first field goal. And she'll go to the line for a chance at the three-point play. Cutter back, obviously, a senior who got hurt earlier this year, and the other one, Olivia Beach.
Was that on Jaden Gulley?
I will tell you in just a second when the Lysats circle through, as the three-point play is complete by Easton.
Would be her third if it is.
Under 6 minutes, the lead at 14. Woods penetrates on Wills. Shot swatted away, but contact and a foul. Woods will go to the line and shoot two as Easton picks up her fourth. So Woods will go to the line and shoot two, where so far tonight she's 2 of 4. First one good. One more upcoming line left. Lead of 15, make it 16. Full court pressure being applied again by Ashley. Walker at the opposite free throw line. We'll get it across the timeline where Carly guarding man-to-man. And Easton will bring it to the left side. To Ford. Here, were you asking if that foul was on?
I was wondering if it was on Jaden Gulley.
Ford takes it into the paint. Left wing Perkins. Her three-pointer's blocked. Ford gets the offensive rebound. Turnaround lay-in, no. Rebound Jaden Gulley. Jaden Gulley has 2 fouls in this one. Left wing with it is Carly. She'll penetrate, and they're going to call a foul on the penetration. Going to go on Kelby Ford. Her third. Team's third. And it will be Woods to inbound for Ashland under their own bucket. Woods looking, looking. Still looking, just heaves it in between the circles to Sellers. And now off to Carly. Left side Woods. Woods still holding, takes it to Sellers left side. Flips it right side, Duckweiler all the way in the corner to Carly. Middle of the court, Duckweiler penetrates on four, kicks it in the corner for a three on the way that's no good and goes over the backboard by Woods. And the basketball will go back to Round County. Walker gets the inbounds, and no one sees her on the left side. Walker's going to get a step on everybody. To Ford, near corner, three on the way. No good. Rebound Woods. 4.5 left, fourth quarter, 16 the lead. Nice feed to Sellers. Reverse lay-in there. Good finish from Sellers. She's got 12 and the lead at 16. Almost midway through the fourth quarter. And another turnover for Round County. That is now 24. Pass up the court from Sellers to Carly. Lay-in not there. And it's going to be last off of Round County. Nope, make it Ashland. It'll go to Round County. Sellers is talented. Easton inbounding, gets it into Ford. Ford walking it up, crosses the timeline, takes it to the left side. Floats it into the paint, over the head of Easton, stolen away by Carly. Woods across the timeline, into the paint, laying up. No good. Rebound and a putback is, though, by Jaden Gulley. Eight the lead, under four minutes. Wills gets it across the midcourt stripe to the right wing, spins baseline right, laying there. And a timeout taken by Round County. Full timeout will break as well. 18 the lead for Ashland over Round here on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Other games going on in the area tonight at the Appalachian Wireless Arena, Prestonsburg, Belfry, Pikeville, Martin County, that's in the 15th, and then Estill County hosting the 14th region. This is all girls. Keep that in mind. Owsley County against Carr Creek. Oh, excuse me, Knott County Central. And Perry County Central versus Wolf County, that's in the 14th region. Carr Creek formed into Knott County Central, where the gentleman to my left graduated from back in the early 50s. As Woods across the timeline, takes it all the way to the right low block. What a bucket. Count it, and she's fouled. Sorry, born in the mid-50s, excuse me. What an athletic shot there by Kinley Woods, just a junior. There's going to be some players, though, that are going to have to fill some big shoes. Sellers is gone, Thomas is gone, and Jaden Gulley's gone. So it's a lot of production they're going to have to fill in. As the free throw was good.
Who made that?
Should have been Woods as Ford across the timeline. Yeah, it was Woods, so she completes the three-point play. Ford to Beach, top of the key. Jumper off front rim, no. Rebound Ford, put back no, but she's fouled. And Ford will go to the line and shoot two. He's got eight in this game so far. With 3:16 left. Fourth quarter, the lead at 65-44. First one on the way and no good. Ford will shoot one more. Ford's stat line. 7 rebounds, 7 assists as well. ...65-44, the score remains after the miss. Top of the key for Ashlyn Duckweiler. She keeps it herself the whole possession and gets the lay-in. Wasting no time, Ford gets it across the timeline. Right wing, Wills, may have been blocked on the shot, but she was fouled, actually. Sellers will pick up the foul. And Sellers, that's going to be her fourth foul. And that'll bring us to a timeout. 67-44, Ashland pulling away second half here in Johnson Arena on WIVY.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Well, Randy, it looks like Brown County's girls' season is going to come to an end here today. 15-15 record looks like what their season will finish at, and it started off with an injury with Destiny Utterback, and the season I'm sure not all Coach Stokes was hoping for, but if you look at the age of this team, they have a lot of time left together. Two free throws upcoming.
Number two in the lineup now,
Skyly Bailey. First free throw, good. Bailey, first time we mentioned her name. .250 left, fourth quarter. One more free throw upcoming. They gave her three free throws. Okay, so that's why she's shooting fair. Like, oh, that's already two, but she's made two. Let's see if she can make the third. She can. So that cuts the lead to 20. 67-47. Brown County need points and need stops. Woods with it, holding well behind the arc. Left side, they flip it to Sellers. Sellers penetrates inside the arc. Right wing flips to Thomas. Thomas loses it, stolen away by Ford. Ford is going to have it back tipped and go out of bounds by Duckweiler, and it will stay with Round County with 2:23 left in the fourth. And timeout on the floor here in Johnson Arena, 67-47. Ashland leading here in Johnson Arena on WIBY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.67-47.
Just saw Trinity Lambert out there cheering. And Cassie Burton will likely be in the circle a week from Wednesday. That's when they intend to open the softball season.
Hashtag no days off.
They don't want them.
Beach, turnaround jumper on the inbounds, out of the timeout, no good. Good look, just didn't fall. Rebound, Duckweiler. Duckweiler with a head of steam from coast to coast. Pass tipped, intercepted by Ford. Ford has it taken back, though, by Duckweiler. Lay in there for Duckweiler. Heads up play for Duckweiler. She's got 6. Ford with it in between the circles, 2 minutes left. Hands it off to Walker. Walker holding with it, takes right, and will go left in between the circles to Wills after 2 minutes. Wills to Beach. Beach loses it, almost loses it twice, goes baseline, fires a jumper, no good. Rebound will come down to Duckweiler. Duckweiler is going to hit the brakes across the timeline and flip it over to Woods with almost 90 seconds remaining. Yeah, Walker, Ford, Wills, Perkins, you have Lambert, a cheerleader, a bunch of people on the hardwood tonight on the softball team. Is the first attempt no good by Delaney. Rebound and a putback. Sellers no good in the paint. And a jump ball, the arrow will give it to Round County. First year of Caitlin Muncy's tenure as the head softball coach. And Olivia Beach getting a nice standing ovation from the Round County fans in attendance as she has her head tucked in her jersey, and first person she goes to is Raven Ford, and each coach is going to give a hug as that'll be the last time Beach steps on the hardwood as a Round County athlete. But she's not done in her basketball career, though. Ford right wing with it, gets it to Wills baseline right, lost it. Turnover, long pass forward up to Thomas, out of play, and 1:10 left in this one.
Shayna Abbott, Bennett Thomas, Ava Carver. And someone will stay.
And timeout taken by Ashland. 30-second timeout. This could just get some substitutions in. Coach is going to get young players some experience. Molly Sykes. Looks like Amy Rogers, Alexis Trotzler.
Maybe Wolf may be in.
They went to a timeout, that's why we're not 100% certain. So, yeah, Addison Wolf, Troxler, Mary Beth Bolin, Rogers, and Sykes for Round County, Bennett Thomas, Ava Carver, Bailey, Jenkins, and Abbott. So, Ashland is going to play the winner of Elliott County and Russell. I'm assuming that game will be Friday.
Yes.
Semifinal matchups. Bailey, right wing with it, and she's going to be fouled with under a minute left and a couple free throws upcoming for Skyly Bailey. You mentioned second in alignment. Do you mean softball? Bailey?
No, she was number two.
Oh, okay.
Played number two.
Number two. Okay, yeah. I was like, what?
I knew if you had to look on the roster, I wanted you to have something to look for.
Yeah, we're going deep down the roster right now.
Yep.
I'm assuming Russell's a very heavy favorite in the next game.
It's been a good year for Elliott County, but yeah, they are.
Okay. But they still have that really good player, Steele.
Oh, yeah.
Free throw off. One more upcoming for Bailey. We'll see how Ashland elects to play this one out. 69-47. Free throw no good. Rebound will come down to Ashland. That's Rogers. Gives it off to Wolf. Cross the timeline to Sykes. Sykes penetrating to the right low block. Lay-in is good. Sykes gets the lay-in, 48 seconds left. Lead sits at 71-47, and a foul on the other end and a couple free throws. This is the largest lead of the ball game, and shooting the free throws going coast-to-coast will be Shayna Abbott, 5'1", 8th grader.
I'd say a few of these girls played in the championship game of the AIT freshman tournament against one another that Round County finished an undefeated season, winning.
First free throw good by Abbott. Smith will check in. Zoe Smith, an 8th grader for Ashland. Free throw no good. Rebound will come down to about three players, and the jump ball will give it to Ashland with 32 seconds left. A little full court pressure being applied here, as Round County forces a turnover, but it's going to be immediately given back as soon as she got possession, being Rogers. Make that Abbott, rather. She stepped on the inline slash laid on it as she was diving back to save it. Troxler inbounds. Gets it right back from Rogers. Up the court to Sykes. Floats it to Rogers, middle of the court, 20 seconds. Ends up in Carver's hands after the turnover. Long pass forward. Abbott chases it down. Abbott down low. Bailey lay in. Too hard. Rebound. Baseline rebound comes down to Troxler for Ashland. And Troxler is going to take it across the timeline. Troxler, top of the key. They get it for a three by Sykes, and she makes it at the buzzer. You got to love to see that. I know, obviously, some people don't like the shot at the end, but that's a player deep down the bench, and you can tell by the reaction from her team that that really means a lot to Sykes. She tacks on a three at the buzzer, and your final score, 74-48. Brown County season will finish at 15-15 as Ashland Blazer moves on to Friday night semifinals, where they will face off against the winner of Ashland, or make it rather, Russell and Elliott County. Final score, Ashland 74, Round County 48. Back with more here at the 16th Region Girls Tournament inside Johnson Arena here on WIVY.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Back here in Johnson Arena, where the Round County Lady Vikings 2023-24 campaign has came to a close here in the first game of the 16th Region Girls Basketball Tournament, taking place in Moorhead yet again inside Johnson Arena, inside the Academic Athletics Center on the campus of the ever-gorgeous Moorhead State University. Elliott County and Russell warming up now in the winner of the previous game that we just called here on WIBY, Ashland over Round County, will play the winner of this game on Friday in the semifinal number one. Your final score again, 74-48. Ashland with the victory, 21 points for Kenley Woods to go along with 7 rebounds and 2 assists, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists for Gabby Carley. 8 points for Jaden Gully, 12 points for Ariana, make that 7 points rather for Ariana Gully, 12 for Ella Sellers. For Round County, 18 points for Diamond Wills, an efficient 18 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 1 from behind the arc, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, did tack in 2 rebounds and an assist as well. Kelby Ford, 5 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, but the team statistics, the turnovers, the big issue for Round County in this one, 27 turnovers to just 12 for Ashland. And the points off those turnovers, Ashland 38, Round County 4. So that the big story there, Ashland led by as many as 26, And that's what our final score was. So the final score was the game's largest of the game. The largest lead of the game, rather, as Matt Stokes, the head coach for Round County, is going to come and chat with me. And, Coach, we talked about it in the pregame. One thing you needed to do was slow it down and protect the basketball. And in that second quarter with a few minutes left, you all had it there at 19-14. And then Ashland just kind of put the foot on the gas for that minute, minute and a half, and that seemed to be the big turning point.
It was. That was a huge turning point for us. We had a bad shot. We're down 19-14. We had the ball. We took a bad shot. They come down and score. And then we turn it over twice in a row on inbounds plays. And they score out of that. And that kind of just, that was the big difference right there. And we preached it all year long. We have a 2 or 3 minute spurt in each half that really hurts us in the, against these tough teams. And that was our 2 or 3 minute spurt. We were right where we wanted to be, 19-14 with 3 minutes left to go in the half. You know, it's not a high-scoring game, but that's the only way we could beat them. We had to keep it low, and we did everything we could until about 3 minutes, and we just kind of fell apart.
Talk about Olivia Beach, obviously her last game in a Round County uniform here tonight at Johnson Arena, but not the last basketball game she will play, as she will be one of the lucky few that do get to continue her career at the next level. Talk a little bit about her, and not just as a player on the court, but off the court as well.
Yeah, Olivia's, like you said, one of the fortunate ones. She's going to play in college, and I tell Olivia this all the time. We've not seen the best of her yet. You know, you got kids that you see in high school, and you know, like, this kid is good as they're going to be. They're going to help out in college. They're going to do some good things. But I feel like Olivia is one of those kids, when she gets on that campus, is just going to blow up. You know, I think she's going to be able to just focus on basketball. You know, it's going to be a different lifestyle than what she's used to. And I tell her all the time, I really feel like when she goes to college, she's going to be a 1,000-point scorer. Like, I think there's so much untapped potential that we hadn't gotten out of her, that she's just going to have a phenomenal career in college, and I'm excited. I don't know about the trip to Minneapolis, but I'm definitely going to go watch her play and weather the cold there, but I'm excited for her. You know, and our other senior, Destiny Utterback, that was a huge blow for us this season. When she went down, because she was really our big leader. You know, I know she's talked about looking at doing some volleyball, but she's another one that I thought would have had a really good senior year, and she would be going somewhere to play basketball as well, just because she's such a smart kid on the court. She can shoot the ball, you know, and she's just an overall great leader of our basketball team. And, you know, you saw her sitting over there. She's keeping our stat book. You know, she traveled everywhere with us this year, and, you know, we just – It was a tough blow losing her at the beginning of the year. So we've got two really good seniors that are going to be missed. But we've got a lot of young kids coming back that have been getting some time. And, you know, hopefully we can get this thing turned around.
Ford, an eighth grader with 29 minutes tonight. Furnish, just shy of 10 minutes. She's been getting some starts late in the year. And, of course, the freshmen, sophomores, and the two juniors that you have. You're going to have a young team next year that's going to have a full year of experience playing together. That's got to be, obviously, I know you hate losing a game anytime, but it's got to be exciting looking forward, knowing that you do have a lot of tools and a lot of players that you're going to have at your disposal.
Yeah, and you look at this game. We cut that game to 10 points at the end of the third quarter, and we had two eighth graders, a freshman, and a junior in there, I think. So, I mean, we were young, and the oldest one we had was a junior, and there were two eighth graders on the floor, and we made that run there in the third quarter to cut it to 10. And, you know, so these girls are going to have a lot of expectations. I think us as a coaching staff had expectations for this team this year. I don't think a lot of other people had a lot of expectations for this group just because of all that we lost. But, you know, we expected a lot from this group, and we got a lot out of them. We had our down times, and we got a lot out of these girls. And going into next year, they're really going to have some high expectations, not only from us, but I do think more people have seen, you know what, they got a young group, and they're going to be all right. So, you know, you hate losing a ball game. You hate ending your season this way. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to have a good group of kids for the next several years.
Well, Coach, I know it's always tough when the season ends. Thanks for coming out and chatting with me.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thanks for all you do.
Absolutely love it. And We'll blink, and it'll be November, and we'll be on the, we'll have the headsets on again.
Don't tell my wife that. She wants me to take a little break, and she wants a break, too. Okay. So
I'll let you handle that one.
That's right. Thank you.
That's Matt Stokes after Round County season comes to a close. Their season ends at 15-15 overall against Destiny Utterback, who was injured earlier this year and unable to finish out her senior season. Then also Olivia Beach, who played her last game in a Round County uniform tonight here in Johnson Arena. The Round County boys will be in action. That'll be on Wednesday, the second game of the evening, probably right around 8:30 or so here in Johnson Arena will be around when that game kicks off. So Ashland advances to Friday night's semifinal number one. Well, they'll play the winner of the game about to tip off in 15 minutes. Russell and Elliott County. Diamond Wills leads the Vikings with 18, but it's not enough as Ashland, led by Kenley Woods with 21 and Ella Sellers with 12, able to outscore Round County 26-10 in the fourth quarter and pull away and win this one, their largest lead of the game, the margin of our final score at 26 points. I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in this year for Round County girls basketball. Keep in mind we've got boys basketball on Wednesday as they will have their first round game, and Vikings softball and baseball will be here before you know it. A reminder, whether you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, we ask that you do please buckle up. We'd like to keep you a Viking fan and WIVY listener for many years to come. As always, thank all of our sponsors, all of our technical staff back at the station, our producer and engineer today, Owen Monday. For Randy Stacy, I'm Jared Stacy. Final score from Johnson Arena as the Round County girls basketball season comes to a close. It's Ashland 74, Round County 48. Back with you on Wednesday when the boys will get rolling here on WIVY.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.